Welcome to Clifton Health On Air.
I'm your host, Danielle.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren.
And welcome to our local health department podcast here in Clifton, New Jersey.
We are located just about 12 miles west of New York City. Welcome to Clifton Health On Air. This is your co-host, Lauren. Danielle was unable to be here today, but I wanted to make sure we kept this amazing opportunity to talk on the podcast with one of our colleagues, our lead supervisor, Melissa Spencer. Welcome, Melissa.
Hi, Lauren. Thank you for having me here today.
Thank you for meeting with me today and for being on our podcast. Our goal for this podcast is to introduce our audience to the Clifton Health Department, including what we do and those we work with. So, Melissa, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Lauren. Well, my name is Melissa Spencer. I'm the lead supervisor. I've been working with the City of Clifton for 19 years.
That's great. Today, I wanted to make sure we touch on the New Jersey lead-based paint law. That is becoming more and more well known. And I know in the beginning, a lot of us were a little confused about what the law means, who may be affected by the law, things like that. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Sure. In July 2022, the State of New Jersey Department of Community Affairs implemented a new lead paint rental dwelling law. This law comes with certain exemptions. So it's mandated rental properties to inspect, but only properties that's been constructed before 1978. So there are certain exemptions. For example, if your property was constructed during or after 1978, you're exempt from this law. Also, if you were issued a lead-free certificate, you're exempt from this law. The other exemption is if your property is a short-term rental, such as an Airbnb, less than 6 months rental, which is a side note, Clifton does not allow Airbnbs.
Right.
Also, if your property is a 3 or more units and it's registered with DCA for at least 10 years and no violations were found during that 10-year period, you're exempt from this law.
Okay. So what is lead paint?
So lead is naturally occurring in the environment. It's a heavy metal.
Okay. And where can we find it?
We can find lead in soil, dust, water, the air. Lead can be found in your home, windowsills, any painted surfaces such as baseboard, the walls, the door casings, banisters, the railings.
Okay.
Cosmetic products, jewelry, children's toys, which is painted. Cookware, furniture, certain foods, alternative medicines such as turmeric, curry, and more recently, cinnamon, which has been featured in the news.
Oh, wow. So that's a lot of stuff.
Yes.
So why 1978?
1978, the federal government banned lead paint for household use.
Oh, okay. Okay. So with this law, what should residents that are homeowners or landlords do in this situation?
The Clifton Health Department is mailing out letters to inform the homeowners when to schedule appointments. However, homeowners and residents can be proactive and contact the health department and request an appointment.
Okay. Are residents required to use the City of Clifton for the inspection?
That's a good question, Lauren. Homeowners are not required to use the City of Clifton to schedule an inspection. A third party can be obtained through the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs. A listing of those approved third-party contractors can be found on the city website. So they have a choice. They can hire the City of Clifton, or they can choose an approved third party through the State of New Jersey.
Oh, okay. What does the inspection entail?
The inspection is a two-part inspection. So we conduct a visual inspection, and we also collect dust wipe samples, which is sent to a laboratory to analyze for any lead dust. So we'll walk around the interior of the property, see if there's any painted area that's chipping, chalking, or crack paint, or peeling.
Okay. And are there any fees for this?
Yes, the inspection cost is $300 for a one-bedroom dwelling and $30 for each additional bedrooms. There is also a $20 mandatory fee, which is deposited into the Lead Hazard Control Assistance Act Fund by the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs. We also charge a reinspection fee if the inspection fails. That is $125.
So if I have a two-family house and I live on the first floor, but I rent the second floor, I only have to get the second floor done? It's for rentals,
right? Yes,
that's
correct, Lauren. The law only applies to rental units.
Okay. So then my first floor, like if I live, you know, first floor owner, occupied, right? You don't have to come in at all to inspect?
We don't have to come in at all, but if you have grandchildren or small children and you would like your property inspected, I would encourage you to contact a licensed third party. You can find that list on the DCA website.
Okay. And so that inspection, I know you mentioned before, lead safe or lead free. So if I paid the health department to do it, what would I get out of it?
With the law, I'm sorry, I probably did not clarify this before. So it's two parts. You can apply for lead safe, which your property would have to be inspected every 3 years. Or you can apply for a lead free. But unfortunately, the city of Clifton does not offer lead free. You would have to hire a third party. They would come out with an XRF machine. They would test the painted area. If lead paint is found, you would have to abate it in order for them to issue you a lead-free certificate. And lead-free is good forever.
Oh, okay. That's great. If there are any hardships, what if someone's having issues with paying for this? I know, you know, times can be hard. Or even just having issues trying to get this lead inspection done. What could our residents, our homeowners, our landlords do if they need, help or assistance?
Okay, if the landlord needs help or assistance, New Jersey Department of Community Affairs offers certain grants that may help the homeowner cover the costs. They do have income guidelines.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the income guidelines are, but that information can be found on the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs website. We also post the link on our website. If the homeowner just needs a little time, we also will grant them an extension.
Okay.
Give them like a 30-day extension, 30-day grace period to have the inspection conducted.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. Another question I have regarding the certificate that's issued, that has to be done every year?
Every 3 years. The lead safe has to be conducted every 3 years. The lead free certificate is good forever.
Right. And that we can get through a third party if we want.
Correct.
Right?
Yes. And the listing of that third party can be found on our health department website, or you can go on the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs website also.
Okay. That's great. And I just have one more kind of a take home question. So what's next for our residents? Meaning, should they be proactive getting the inspection done and coming into the health department or a third party, whichever they choose? Or do they wait for us to notify them?
If the resident wish to have their property inspect ahead of time, that's perfectly fine. They can contact the Clifton Health Department at 973-470-5764, or they can send an email at leadsafe@cliftonnj.org, or they could come in person.
Okay. To our listeners out there, you can check out the city's website on the health department page. We have a lot of resources and information about the lead law. Melissa mentioned that earlier. So check out the link in the description for our website. Melissa, thank you for your time and information today. And thank you to everyone that tuned in for this episode.
Thank you for having me here today, Lauren. It was a very good program.
Tune in to our podcast every other Monday for a new episode. If you have any questions, you can email us at health@cliftonnj.org. You can visit our website at www.cliftonnj.org. You can follow us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. Our handle is Clifton Health. And before we leave today, let us ask ourselves, did you make a difference in someone's life today?